producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a really good idea. I'd love to hear from you whenever it's convenient for you. Hopefully the convenience will be between noon and 3 Eastern time. For Shane, it's an hour earlier, so he has to get up an hour earlier than I do. But, you know,
hey,
listen. Yeah, he gets to go to bed an hour later, so.
That is true.
That's the fun part. Today's, you know, it's really interesting. I did, Thursdays of the day, I do interviews with Doug Steffen, who is one of my colleagues who has also heard on Genesis. He wanted to, Doug basically, I think, has me on as his free therapist, to be quite honest. We often end up talking about his love life, which is fine. Listen, whatever it is that people want to talk with me about, regardless of, you know, what I thought we were going to talk about. And so when we were finished, I said, hey, guys, what did you do? Today's September 11th. Did you talk about it? And they said, well, just in passing. And I'll tell you why I asked is, many of you know, I broadcast, my home base is New York City, and I've lived here for about 15 or so years. So September 11th in New York, I think, is somewhat, to be quite honest, of a different event than it is other places. And so the question is, how does it feel to the rest of the country as opposed to... is it something that's just a New York story? And the way that I have, and New Yorkers, when you say things like that, look aghast at you, like, well, what are you talking about? And I said, can you tell me what day the Oklahoma City bombing occurred? And they can't. And I think the point being that it's not that we don't know about Oklahoma City, it's not that we are callous about it, but if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. And I think that that's, So I was just curious about how broadcasters who don't live in my neck of the woods handle the issue. And for those of you, it's always kind of a tricky day. And for me, one of the interesting things that's happened, and it's very interesting because the same thing happened when Joan Rivers died, is that people sent me condolences. They texted me. I don't think anybody ever writes anything anymore. I just wrote a condolence letter, and I'm sure it's one of the few that anybody will ever receive, because I always do that. And I think there's something about being able to hold something in your hand. That's why I still like books rather than Kindle. But nevertheless, they texted me about Joan Rivers saying, you know, my thoughts are with you. I got a huge number of texts today of people that that are sort of reaching out, because it is something that I suppose feels more more intimate to me than it does for people who live farther away. It's very interesting. I did an interview very shortly after September 11th, so that was, what, 13 years ago, and it was a woman from USA Today. And I was saying, you know, it was a really interesting phenomenon that of who called to make sure I was okay and who didn't. And people that I hadn't heard from in years called to make sure I was okay. And people that I really would have expected to sort of reach out and say, hey, you okay, didn't. And I said, you know, it forever changes your perception of where people are on your list. And she had this really interesting story. Apparently her husband had a kidney transplant. Reporters always end up telling me more about their lives than I tell them about mine. And her husband had a kidney transplant, and she said the same thing, that people moved either from the A list to a B list or from the B list to an A list, depending on whether or not they just reached out and said, are you okay? So I guess one of the morals of the story, I guess there are a couple here. Number one, that people sometimes don't reach out, and I get the calls on the air a lot of, well, I didn't know what to say. And the answer is just to say, my thoughts are with you. It doesn't have to be profound. It doesn't have to be elegant. All it has to do is just be I'm thinking about you. And I will tell you, so that's number one that all of us need to remind ourselves, that that's part of how we, that's how we live our lives. That's how we make associations. That's what intimacy is. That's what friendship is. That's what community is. And also, I suppose, on the other side of it, how much difference it makes to those, for example, to me, of people who reached out today and said, hang in there. So, I suppose, on a somewhat sillier note, I will admit that I also got condolence letters when Daffy's and Lohmann's closed. Maybe I'm just the kind of person that everybody figures, that's a way of getting in touch with her. So, for those of you who don't, Daffy's and Lohmann's are both discount clothing stores. And so I actually got, believe it or not, condolence letters from people when they closed, of knowing how upset I would be. So, so today is one of those days that, you know, I've people say to me, what are you going to do about it? And I say, well, you know, I always acknowledge it and then let listeners determine whether or not it's something they want to talk about, or not. And that's what I've done every year for the last 12 years. When it happened, I was on the air almost continually, with the idea being that that's part of kind of the, I guess, the sociological function that I have really, I suppose, in some ways been blessed to be able to participate in, almost since the beginning of my career. And whether it's a plane crash or an assassination or actually even somebody losing the Super Bowl, that town losing the Super Bowl, that it's one of the things about being on the air and doing the kind of work I do is it's almost, I've been on the air for the blackouts, I've been on the air for hurricanes and for shootings. And to be very honest with you, one of them, the things that was the most disconcerting about getting sort of relieved of my responsibilities a couple of years ago, which I was actually technically never off the air, because the company that relieved me of my responsibilities 2 days before Christmas kept my programs on the air till the middle of January, and then I was back on the air. They stopped carrying my program on January 20th, and I started live on the air January 21st. So I was technically never off the air. But to be, you know, terrifyingly frank with you, part of what I, part of my regret was, oh my goodness, I'm not, what if something happens and I'm not there for people to talk to? So it really has been truly kind of the hallmark of my life. I mean, I clearly love doing this program. I love being here for y'all, but on a day-to-day basis. But when sort of the big sort of macro things happen as opposed to the micro things in your life, and fortunately, you folks are wise enough to understand that it's the things that are going on in your lives that matter, and the things that are going on globally quite often have much less of an impact on you when they should have much less of an impact on you. That seems to me sane and reasonable. But the point being, when those big things do happen that I've, for the last 20-some years, have been on the air and been, as someone said, it's kind of like huddling around the campfire. That's part of what we human beings do, as we come together to reassure ourselves that, number one, life goes on, and we're in this together. I remember going to, believe it or not, this I suppose is the thing that unites all this, in my mind at least. I remember I was invited to a Passover Seder at Joan Rivers' house the year after September 11th, because it happened obviously September 11th. Maybe it was the same year. I don't actually remember whether it was that same year or a year after. I'd look at my book and find out. It doesn't make any difference. And one of the incredibly reassuring things that someone said was that Passover was a celebration of triumph over tyranny, that there had always been evil in the world, but that somehow human beings found a way to go on. And that was an incredibly reassuring thing to think for 5,000 years that there had been violence and evil and bad thoughts to people, but somehow, as a group, we persevere and we persevere together. If you'd like to get in touch with me, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help you about whatever it is that's on your mind. All you have to do is give me a holler at 855-99-DR-JOY. Christine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. I'm calling regarding my relationship with my sister who currently lives with me. It's not working out, and I need to know how to address it so she could talk to me again when the session is over.
All right. Give me a little bit of background here, Christine. How old are you?
I am 50, and I'm the youngest of seven sisters.
Okay.
I live with my husband, who's the same age, and our teenage son. She moved in about 6 years ago.
Okay,
when
why?
At a different house. She didn't like where she was living, and she was looking for a place, but she couldn't find it, but she was very depressed at that location. So she asked if she could come to live with us for a couple of months until she did whatever her due process to find where the house that she was looking for. Well, that was 6 years ago. We sold our house. We moved to a different house, and she came with us.
This is like the play, right? The sister who came to dinner. All right, so how old is your sister?
She's 51. She's
okay.
A little known kid. She is very passive-aggressive, and I'm finding that it shouldn't bother me because I know she's like that, but I just don't think I could deal with it. There's a lot of case in points that could bring up a few.
All right, well Christy, let me get a little bit more background, but let me just tell you so you can kind of put it in the back of your head while you and I are talking about some of the stuff I need to know, which is you can have a choice. You can either have your sister like you a lot, which means she's going to be living there for the foreseeable future, or you can get your sister out of there, but she's not going to be happy about it. Now, we can probably offset some of the unhappiness about it, but realistically, she's quite content the way she is, or at least content enough. So if you're saying, how do I get her out and her still love me dearly, that's going to be nearly impossible, which doesn't say that the relationship will be damaged forever. But realistically, she's not going to go happily, because if she was going to go happily, she wouldn't have been there for 6 years. So just keep that in the back of your head. And let me just ask a couple of other questions. Has your sister ever been married?
No husband, no significant other.
Okay.
No,
does she have a job?
Yes.
Okay. Does she make money?
She treats herself very well. She buys whatever she needs.
Okay. Does she pay you rent?
She pays me $650 a month.
Okay. Well, that's great. That gives us something to work with. Pardon me?
She'll pay me one day on the 5th, next day on the 25th.
No, I get it. I get that she's not reliable. Look, I'm not saying this is a great situation, and clearly, but the point is that she's used to coming up with some money for rent every month, which is a great start, as opposed to 6 years being rent-free. And for room and board, $650 a month is, does she have her own separate kitchen and food?
She has her own separate kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, her own space
So if she lives in your house but separately from you, what's the problem as far as you're concerned? Does she eat meals with you? Do you feel she's always underfoot? What's the issue?
It's like she doesn't treat me like a sister. Like she'll pass me, she wouldn't say hi. We had people over on Sunday, and I had to go down to her apartment where she lived because my other sisters came over, and we had the windows open. So I texted her like in the night, like, could you please close the windows for me? I forgot the windows were open, and she didn't close it. Like 12:30, I looked on the alarm.
Christine, my darling, let me stop you here for a minute. Again, this is an either-or situation. You can either treat her as a tenant, or you can treat her as a sister, but you can't treat her. Could you rent that? It sounds like you have a separate apartment in your house, yes?
Yes.
If she wasn't living there, would you rent it?
No.
Okay, so you'd just lose out on the $650 a month?
We don't need it. I'm doing her
okay.
a favor. And the thing is that if I'm renting that, I would have gotten like probably $1,500.
Well, that's what. But that was, Christine, that was kind of my point. My dear, I think you're sort of, look, here's what I think the solution is. Because for whatever reason, although it's not terribly clear to me, I mean, it sounds like the two of you have made a deal that's got the worst of family relationships and the worst of tenant landlady relationships, and the best of none of it, because she's paying a reduced rent. You expect her to still treat like a sister. She expects that as long as she's paying rent, she can do it over, you know, any damn thing she wants. So you've got a situation that's not very, it's the worst of all possible worlds. So one of the possibilities is to say to her, look, you're getting a really reduced rent. I can rent that place for 2 to 3 times what you're paying for it. So what I'd like to do is find you a place nearby so you can have some privacy. And what I'll do is I'll split the difference in the rent with you. Because if I can get, let's just say $1,000 just because it makes the math easy, that I'll give you half of that. So that you can find a place that's $650 plus the $500 a month that we're going to get from this, and you're still going to win. Well, because you're going to get the extra $500. She's going to get an extra $500, and she's not underfoot any all the time. But that's assuming that you're going to rent this place. If you don't want to rent it, one of the things you can do is to say, it's a harder argument to make, and it may be worth it to you and to family relations, getting back to your original issue, which is I'd like her to not be furious with me, to say, look, we have a student or, you know, one of George's friends or something wants to rent the apartment, and they'll give us $1,500 a month. I know that's more than you can afford, so I thought what we'd do is find you a nice apartment. I'll split the overage with you so that you have a little bit more money, I have a little bit more money, then you only have to do it for a year, because once it's established that was the motive for getting her out of there is $1,000 a month, then you don't have to rent it anymore. But it's going to make it a much easier argument to make with her, as opposed to saying, look, I don't want you here anymore, because she's going to say, why not? I don't impact your life at all. You'd have to rent it to somebody else. And that's going to create a problem. So the best solution, at least for the short term, is to get somebody else in there who will pay more rent, give her part of that, help her find a new apartment, and be stupid and cheerful about the whole thing. You don't have to do it forever, but it's going to be the easiest transition. It's kind of like when you break up with somebody, of knowing that, you know, that they've fallen in love with somebody else is kind of good news, bad news, but at least it makes you feel like you're not just being rejected.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because
I think,
have no desire to rent. I just need it for when my friends come to visit. I have a separate place for them to stay.
Well, but then I mean, then you can say that. You can say, look, you know, I've got a whole bunch of company coming, and rather, you know, but let me put you on hold for a minute. Christine, don't throw things at me at the last moment, that she's living separately, she's not getting much, not paying much rent, but you don't care about the rent. Figure out what the real issue is. I'll put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a moment, all right? Don't give me the extraneous. Be honest with me. That's the only way I can help you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Christine, who's got a sister who wanted to come and stay for a couple of weeks and has been there for 6 years. And Christine is saying, enough already. And let me, before we get back into Christine's call, just mention, if somebody in your life says, can I come and stay with you for a while, I think unless you want them there forever, that you need to make the restrictions up front. In other words, saying, yeah, you know what, you can stay here for a weekend, or I'm redecorating after 3 weeks, or sure, you can stay here for a couple of days, and then the rent on the place is thus and such. You're much better setting it off up front than having to, after the fact, say, okay, enough already. Because it's difficult to do. It's like a lot of things. Getting into things is pretty easy. Getting out of them is quite often a lot more difficult. So if you have some idea that you want to be a good Samaritan, which is lovely, but just make sure that you understand how far your Samaritanism goes so that you don't end up damaging a relationship or sort of feeling like a bad guy or feeling like a doormat. And that's what's going to happen unless you set it up early. And I know it's easy to say after the fact, and part of the beauty of Christine's call is I'm going to help her with it, but hopefully she's helping some of you out there of understanding, don't set it up this in this kind of way that's kind of basically sloppy, because you can see Christine's feeling ripped off, her sister's going to be mad about it. Christine is saying, gee, I'm going to lose my relationship with my sister, and it's already damaged, so it's just a mess. If you're ever going to have to be a bad guy, and basically in life we all have to be bad guys if we view bad guys as being synonymous with setting limits, do it up front. It's much easier to set strict rules up front and then back off. I'll tell you a story about it later, as opposed to being a good guy and then having to get tough. If you're tough up front and you back off, people assume that that's because they were so charming and you loved them, so you get huge credit for that. If you're easy up front and then get strict, they'll assume that you were a charlatan and just misleading them. And so you're the bad guy. Do the hard work up front. All right, Christine. So tell me in a nutshell, I know that you want to have the space available for friends. How often do you have friends that come and visit?
Well, I haven't been able to have friends over since 2 years since I bought that house, because that was the additional apartment that we had in the hopes that my friends would come over. But I haven't been able to do that.
Well, do you have anybody on deck that you'd like to invite?
That's my best friend. She just moved, and she has two kids and her husband. I would love for her to come, but she's in another state, and I can't let her stay.
All right. Well, what if here's a possibility. I don't think it's going to be as compelling as renting the place, but you could say to your sister, look, I would say, tell me again why this has become untenable for you. Why this is
like
not?
I'm stuck with her. I feel like she's not going to leave. There's not fear in my husband that we've never been alone. So one of my relatives is always with me. We've never been totally together. My husband and my son and myself.
I thought she lived in a different part. I thought her apartment was completely self-contained.
It is self-contained, but we have to go down there because from time to time we have to go to that, because when the Con Ed come, they have to go to her section because they cannot read the meter from outside.
Well, but how often, like, Con Ed comes, what, once a month?
We wash, yeah, we have to do the washing and the laundry. It's in a separate section, but we have to go downstairs. We don't go past her door, but we have to use the same walkway to go down to that section.
Well, how often do you actually see your, how often do you voluntarily see your sister on a weekly basis?
I hear her come in because the alarm chimes when the door is open, but I don't really see her. Probably maybe once a week. I would like, if I'm on my porch or my deck, I'll see her walk.
So, Christine, what's the real reason here? Because this doesn't make any sense. She lives separately. If you had a tenant, you'd hear them come in as well. The Con Ed guy can probably go down there on his own. What's the real reason you want your sister out of there?
I feel I'm stuck with her. I feel like we need our own space, and we don't want to rent it, and we just want to have it available for when my family or his family come by.
Well, yeah, I think your sister's going to feel legitimately, because look, if I'm confused and I have no dog in this race, right? I'm just here to try and figure out what's going on. But she pays rent. I mean, you can certainly raise her rent, but she pays rent. You're telling me you don't need the money. She has separate entrance. She has separate cooking facilities. The only time that you see her, yeah, essentially is never, which is probably as much as you'd see a tenant. So this seems to me as much in your head as anything else that she's in the house. What if, listen, what I would do if I were in your shoes is I would try for the rest of this month, which is basically 3 weeks, all right? and decide that you're going to pretend that she's not a relative, which means that you don't have to, because it sounds like she doesn't interact with you very much either, that she's just a tenant that basically is taking pretty good care of the apartment, gives you, you know, a couple of hundred bucks every month to spend on something you want to do, that you don't have to invite her to go any place, that you don't have to invite her for meals, you don't have to take her to church. She becomes a tenant. And one of two things will happen. Either she's going to say, gee, Christine, you know, I never see you. You know, it seems like you've kind of divorced yourself from me, and say, you know, I really feel like I want my husband and my son to just have some privacy and just the three of us. And I thought with you living here that this would be the best way to do it. And then she may say, well, maybe maybe it's time for me to leave, at which point you're then a hero as opposed to a bad guy. Or you're going to become clear about what the issue is. Because I think the fact that she's there is mostly in your head. It sounds like you don't interact with her. She's not stiffing you on the rent. She's not having loud parties. She's not, you know, you're not afraid of her burning the house down because she's smoking in bed. That somehow in your head that you're feeling that you should have a better relationship with her because she's living there, or that she's ripping you off because she's living there. And it sounds to me that neither is the case. So what I would try for the next six, 3 weeks, it's just decide she's not, you know, that she's not there, that she's a tenant, that, and she's a tenant that doesn't speak much English or something, so don't interact with her. At the end of that 3 weeks, either you're going to feel fine about it, you can raise her rent if you want or not, but you've moved to a different area, you've disconnected from this notion that somehow your sister is living with you, or it's going to be just as irritating, at which point you might as well just bite the bullet and say, you know, we're having some people for Christmas, and we really we'll help you find an apartment. We'll give you first and last month's rent. We'll help you move. But, you know, we really want the apartment that Jeremy wants to have his friends over. I have some people who want to come here and stay for Christmas. The whole idea of getting this apartment, although I'm not sure why this didn't happen 2 years ago when you moved, but that's already done, so we can't do anything about that. So try and see what happens when you disconnect and see if that works for you, because that's the easiest and best solution. If not, then I think you're going to have to just tell her that we need you out, but, you know, by the end of October, and we'll help you find a place, and we'll give you, you know, first and last month's rent, and you're always welcome to come here for Sunday dinner. But if I were you, I would try that it's in your head, because it sounds to me that she's an easy tenant. It's, you know, $650 a month extra that you don't really have to do anything for, and the sense of obligation is more in your head than in her head. And it's certainly going to preserve the relationship and your relationship with other members of the family much more easily. So that's what I would do it for a couple of weeks and just see what you can do. And if you can't, then I think you're going to have to just be honest with her and say, we've got a whole bunch, you know, as my son gets older, we, you know, and friends have moved out of state and they want to come stay here. So we need to find you a place, and we're willing to give you first and last month's rent and help you find a place and help you move and whatever. But she's not going to be happy about it. And you're not going to be the hero in the family, because she's going to badmouth you to the rest of the family.
I know.
Try it for 2 weeks, and you can call me in 2 weeks and say, hey, this is working or it's not working.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah, because you hear, that she's really not, I mean, there are people, if she was living in your living room, if she was having dinner with you every night, if she was telling you how to run your marriage and how to parent your son, then you'd have a complaint, or she wasn't paying rent, she's not doing any of those things. She's being the perfect tenant. The fact that she happens to be a relative is, I think, more your sense of obligation than her sense of you know, entitlement. So try it. See if you can just discontent. Well, but Christine, you cannot have it both ways. You can't say she's my sister, therefore I owe her, and she's my sister and I'm going to toss her out. You can have one or the other, but you cannot have both. So try pretending she's not your sister and see where you go. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. It's not so much reality as the perception of reality that we have to deal with. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so here's the deal. We've apparently got a whole lot of emails about saying, did you get canned? No, I did not. I made the transition. I'll just, and nobody ever talks about this, but you guys are always honest with me, so I'm always honest with you. I have been at Radio America for the last almost 2 years, and I'm now at Genesis, and it was a very easy, gentle parting. It was a business decision going in a slightly different direction. Radio America couldn't have been a better home for me, or they couldn't have been nicer to me. I'm still involved with some of their shows, and will continue to do that. And I'm delighted to be at Genesis. And in terms of, I know you guys are concerned about John, and God bless John, he's decided to go to culinary school. And so I wrote him a letter of recommendation. I sort of helped him with that decision. We were talking about it, and he's been in radio for a long time, is really looking to do something different. And he was generous enough to wait till basically the two of us timed our departure so it would be within a week being simultaneous. And he is delighted. He's going to go do an internship because we talked about making sure that you like doing what you're doing before you spend a lot of money being educated in that particular area. As you know, I believe in that strongly. So he's fine. I'm fine. Radio America's fine. Genesis is terrific. Shane's my new guy. This has been as close to seamless as we could get it. There are a couple of things that were just, I mean, because the transition was relatively quick, and basically, let me be honest with you, the transition had to do with the phone company, and when you're dealing with the phone company, you're dealing with a real attempt to make everything go smoothly, and you have essentially no control over it. So everybody worked together on it. I said I was going to get the guys Team Joy sequin T-shirts for Christmas. They, for some reason, weren't very excited about that. But so our emphasis was making sure that the phone lines were working and that the phone number was working. And so, and within, I promise you, by next week we'll have all the bells and whistles, including the podcast and the live streaming, and that you can go to my website. And we're hoping to have a little surprise, because I know lots of you really loved that call of the week that was sent to you, that was texted, sent to your text on the weekends, which we're going to try and revive that. So lots of cool stuff. Thank you so much, all of you, for being concerned. I know that I'm in your... I know you guys sort of watch out for me, and I really appreciate it. But all is well. In fact, all is terrific. And I think everybody around is just has been incredibly supportive and positive. And I hope nobody that I'm involved with has any regrets, and I certainly have none at all. And so, does that answer everybody's question? If there are other questions, go ahead and send them to me, and I will see if I can answer them best I can.
I think that's a pretty good run through of things, and I know I've got some pretty big shoes to fill from John here, so I'll try my hardest. I know he was a really good contributor to the show, and I hope I can be even half of that. So
well, I think you just started off incredibly well. I don't think I've said this on the air, because one of the things that I learned early in broadcasting is, people don't care about the glitches behind the scene. They just want it to be an entertaining program, which is a perfectly legitimate kind of concern. But Shane and I started with basically, first of all, didn't know each other at all, and Shane was a little unclear, in what his expectations were in mine. We really just didn't have much time to sort out, and he rose to the challenge like nobody I've ever seen. And I worked with some great guys. My producers, with two exceptions over the years, have been men, just for a bunch of reasons. Partially because there are more guys in broadcasting than there are women, but partially because, I am a woman, and I think it's great to have a male perspective. I think it's great to have a male voice. So the vast majority of my producers have been men, and they've been great, and they've all gone on to bigger and better things. My deal has always been, if you work hard for me and you do a good job for me, I will help you do anything you want to do. I will help you achieve anything that you want to achieve within my powers to be able to do that. But I must say, of all the producers I've ever worked with, Shane and I probably had one, with the possible exception of my first night on the air in Boston with an 18-year-old producer who'd only done sports, and they didn't tell me, how to do this at all. I had somebody who was very hostile about women and therapists.
Oh,
and yeah, and so he said, I had 6 pages of notes about how to put the program on the air, and basically all you had to do was push one button. And I'm an engineer, so I'm not, I'm not phobic, as you know, about technology,
right,
or engineering or anything. And I have very small handwriting. I had 6 pages of notes, and all I needed was one button. And so I came on, and my producer, all of 18, said, "Well, what are you going to talk about tonight?" And I said, "Well, they told me not to have a subject, just to, take phone calls." He said, "Joy, they're expecting a hockey game. There are no women on the air. There are no psychologists on the air. No one's, you need to have something to talk about. So I went, and so I quickly wrote something. This was like 6 minutes before air. So I started in the air, said, "Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm a clinical psychologist. Here's the difference between psychology and psychiatry." And I talked for maybe 4 or 5 minutes, because, you know, okay. And then I stopped talking because I was not ready for someone else to talk. And, of course, there was no one else to talk. And I looked over at my producer, and I thought, that's what he's going to look like in 50 years. He literally aged overnight. And he made the signal, you know, with your finger, which is, start talking. And I can probably tell you almost any program I've done in the last 20-some years, nearly verbatim, except that one. If you offered me $1 million, I probably couldn't tell you a word I said, because it was just pure, I don't even know. I finally got a call about 48 minutes, I think, into the program, of some woman who would never be put on the air if this were today. She was institutionalized. She was high. And she was mentally ill, and I was never so glad to talk to anybody in my life.
Saved the day for you.
Yeah. So the point being that Shane and I had almost as scary a thing, where he didn't know what was expected. I had never met him, and we didn't know till basically about a half hour before the program went on.
Yeah.
The phones were working. No, I mean, nothing had gelled. And this is my program, and I kept saying to everybody, don't worry, the transition is going to be seamless, everybody's really on board with this. And he rose to the challenge like nobody I've ever seen before. So I have great, now he may, you know, next week he may fall apart on me, but I got to tell you.
I hope not.
And he will not. And he was fantastic. And he and I spent about 4 hours apiece on the air together on Monday trying to get something to work, which we still have not been able to make work. But nevertheless, which is why you don't have the podcast yet, but you will. But so you know, you do have big shoes to fill, but I think you're going to have a great time filling them. And hopefully the listeners will love you as much as, because, and to be quite honest, you're probably the one who is probably the most enthusiastic. All my producers, God love them, have been sad to leave, which is great. They weren't necessarily thrilled to come, but they were sad to leave. So
Perfect. Hopefully
we'll have Shane and I will have a long and happy relationship, not only with each other, but with y'all. So thank you all for asking. Come back. I'll tell you about the DMV. Oh, what a story. 855-99-37569, which translates into 855-99. Thank you, phone company. Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.